Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Antunga Melinkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating crackdowns on undocumented immigrants in neighboring South Africa and Botswana, which have resulted in the arrests of many Zimbabweans. But first, we begin here in the United States. Former President Barack Obama addressed Democrats in his home city of Chicago Tuesday, saying Vice President Kamala Harris is the right choice to take on Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election this November. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from the second night of the Democratic National Convention.
A hometown welcome at the Democratic National Convention for former President Barack Obama.
America's ready for a new chapter. America's ready for a better story. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
Obama drew a direct comparison between Harris and her Republican opponent, former President Donald Trump.
Kamala Harris won't be focused on her problems. She'll be focused on yours. As president, she won't just cater to her own supporters and punish those who refuse to kiss the ring or bend the knee. She'll work on behalf of every American. That's who Kamala is.
Obama was introduced by his wife, Michelle, who said Harris's shortened campaign season should encourage Democrats to work even harder to elect her.
We cannot indulge our anxieties about whether this country will elect someone like Kamala instead of doing everything we can to get someone like Kamala elected.
Although Democrats already formalized their nomination process earlier this month, a ceremonial roll call of states.
Great state of Alabama proudly cast 56 votes for the first black woman president of the United States of America.
Showed the enthusiasm of Democrats for their new nominee.
All 34 of our votes for our next black woman.
Harris thanked delegates remotely from her rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So to everyone in Chicago and across America, thank you. Thank you.
Democrats also heard from Harris's husband, who called his wife a joyful warrior.
She'll lead from the belief that wherever we come from, whatever we look like, we're strongest when we fight for what we believe in, not just against what we fear.
The second night of the convention also featured former members of the Trump administration and Republican officials who have endorsed Harris.
Trump made a lot of lofty promises. Unlimited economic growth, American manufacturing reborn, a secure border. Turns out Donald Trump was all talk.
On Wednesday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will address delegates formally accepting the party's nomination for vice president. Catherine Gibson at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, VOA News.
This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Now to our main topic. Neighboring South Africa and Botswana are ramping up their crackdowns on illegal immigration, arresting dozens of undocumented immigrants, including Zimbabweans, in the last few weeks. In South Africa, officers from the Home Affairs, the Employment and Labor Departments, as well as the police, have launched inspections at the industrial areas, construction sites, and restaurants to check whether foreign workers possess the necessary legal documentation. The country's new Home Affairs Minister, Leo Schreiber, justified the blitz recently during a budget speech presentation, saying, quote, "We must do so both because it is central to our national security, but also out of our commitment to economic growth. The reality is that no one will want to visit or invest if we allow our country to lose control over its borders and internal security." Close quote. The situation is equally desperate for undocumented immigrants in Botswana, where police recently launched a massive operation, saying illegal immigration had spiraled out of control. Some locals in the two countries accuse foreign nationals of taking away their jobs and committing crimes. Charges, critics say, are not backed by solid statistics. Lingabalitshona njani emakhaya kuhlelo Livestock Diaspora Forum namuhla sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezingela amaphepha esihlala kwele Botswana la kwele South Africa. Amapolisa aseSouth Africa ebambisane labogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya lolwezisebenzi bahamba bengena lapho okusebenzela khona abantu okugoqela emafektali lasemakhefa bekhangela ukuthi izisebenzi zakwamanye amazwe zilamaphepha afaneleyo na. Kwele Botswana lakho sokukubi ngoba amapolisa asebopha abangela amaphepha laba esithi yibo abadala amacala. Hongo va tereri ndiyo nyaya ya tere kukurukura nezwa yo nasipa chirongwa chenyu Livestock Diaspora Forum. Nyaya ya kusungwa kwevanu va sina mapepa kuriku itiga ku South Africa ne ku Botswana mazuva ano. Mapurisa ya ku South Africa anonzi ava kushanyira nzimbo ze kusenzera achivheneka vabvakure kuti vane magwaro akakonzera here. Vanhu vakawanda vanosanganisira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kusungwa kunyika mbiri idzi. Before we bring in our panel to discuss this matter, let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now to help us dissect our topic, we are joined by Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum. And we will later on have Mr. Edward Mochatuta, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits. Welcome to you, Mr. Spanda. First of all, give us a clear picture of what's going on these days, because we're seeing videos and pictures of undocumented people running away from their work sites. What exactly is going on in South Africa?
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners. Well, we have a situation, obviously, where the Department of Home Affairs, working, you know, along with the SAPS, it's not something that is very new. It has been happening since the coming in of extremist, right-wing extremist groups like your Dudula and Put South Africa First, and your Action SA that have been, you know, edging, you know, government to the government of ANC to arrest undocumented people in the press. Now, what is obviously happening is we are seeing something that is unorthodox, in that normally the workplace is a place that should be, you know, visited by the Department of Labor in terms of, you know, proper procedures where they can check, you know, for people that are employed to see what is happening. Now, if you would know, that last week we had at the Cedar Square in Randburg a gentleman that was attacked by these officials, and he was hospitalized because they had left him, you know, seriously injured. So he had to be hospitalized, which we are looking at to try and see if there is recourse, particularly in that particular procedure, which has not been followed. But we are seeing that there is a concerted effort in trying to respond to the populist ideology or idea that, you know, people should just be swept off even from the workplace without following proper procedure. And this is unfortunate because in terms of the Immigration Act itself, if somebody is employed without proper documentation, the employer must be held to account. So they are simply going in, kicking out, you know, migrants, but the employer is not being held to account, which can clearly show that there is no desire to deal with the wrong, but, I mean, which also includes the employer. But we have a situation where, you know, the employees are simply the victim, and they are even chased, or they have to run away leaving behind their salaries, which is not what is advocated for even by the Labour Relations Act.
You mentioned the case of a gentleman who was allegedly brutalized by the South African police, a Zimbabwean, and you talked about seeking some recourse. What options are there?
Well, as it stands, one of the issues is that the Minister of Police and Minister of Home Affairs will have to be sued, especially for, and the matter needs to be reported to IPIT, which is the police directorate that is responsible for dealing with police brutality. That is the first, you know, leg of it. The next leg is a civil suit that will come from his brutalization and the anguish and pain that he has suffered for constitutional damages, possibly, you know, for the injury that has been caused to him. It might as well be that the damages are so serious that he might not be able to, you know, have children going forward, because we understand that he was kicked quite badly in his private areas to the extent that it best, you know, with blood. So there are quite a number of issues that have got to be done there. We were waiting for the family to come back to us and give us more information, because the management, you know, in that particular shop agreed to make the video footage available, because they were also, you know, disgusted, you know, by that particular action. So there is a two, you know, tire approach there. One, in ensuring that there is a public process which involves IPIT, and then secondly, you know, the private part, which is a lawsuit.
And would you say the case of this gentleman, Mr. Spanda, is an isolated case, or that's, you know, basically what South Africans, what South African police do when they conduct these raids?
Well, look, this is not just an isolated incident. You will remember that a few years back we had a Mozambican who was killed by police officers in Durban under similar circumstances. But of course, we also know that this has also happened, you know, to South Africans themselves, where we've got cases like the Andrew Satana case, you know, that were killed, you know, by the, you know, because he was brutalized by the police. So we've got these incidents where officials become heavy-handed and use, you know, excessive force where they are not called upon to use it. But the one thing why these cases are so widely reported about in South Africa is because of social media and the fact that people take them up, and when that happens, then they are taken to account. We've got a number of scenarios that show that sometimes it's either the police or the officials do not have the necessary training of dealing with people in the public, and as a result, it leads to this kind of situation. But it is just unfortunate that we're having a few of these incidents that, you know, have also happened in the migrant community. But I would be lying if I say it's an isolated incident and that it has only happened to migrants.
Nxa sikhangela udaba lokulanda abantu emsebenzini yabo babasibanda bayeboshelwa khonapho bekuthole mhlawumbe ngudakabho phethe ifosholo bahle bakuphuthume bathawula maphepha ukhona kusemthethweni yini njalo nxa kusemthethweni morally singathi into emele ibisenzakala kumbe kungaba lezinye indlela zokuthi ungathi abantu abangela maphepha kulowu bagijimisa emsebenzini yabo.
Ngingathi mina kunomthetho ohambisana nokufuna kwabantu abasebenzayo uma bengenawo amaphepha. Umthetho lo uhambisana nokuthi uma umuntu etholakala emsebenzini engenamaphepha amqondileyo, umqhashi wakhe naye kufanele ukuthi aboshwe ngoba enomlando okuqinisekisa ukuthi bonke abantu abaqhashayo banamaphepha afaneleyo ukuthi babe phakathi kwelizwe. Kanti akuyona into okufanele ukuthi yenziwe njengamaphoyisa atheleke abe sephutshe emsebenzini athathe abantu. Kufanele ukuthi kwenziwe ukudluliseka ngomnyango wezasemsebenzini, i-Department of Labor, ezoba yezoqiniseka nokuthi andiba abantu laba uma beqoshwa kumbe basuka kufanele ukuthi bathole iholo labo, ngoba i-Labor Relations Act iyakusho ukuthi kunabaqhashi abaningi abahamba baqhashe abantu ababuya ngaphandle abangenamaphepha ngoba befuna ukuthi babacindezele baqiniseke ukuthi ngesikhathi uma kufuneke babaholeka babaholeke kumbenzela banikeze ihole eliphansi. Ngakho indlela le esetshenziswa ngamaphoyisa nabezomnyango wazi wasekhaya akuyona indlela yokulandelwa uma kuboshwa abantu abangenamaphepha. Kufanele kube nendlela eqondileyo uma bethe bakwenza njalo besiya kulezi ndawo lezi kufanele ukuthi bahambe benabo labo iziphathamandla zaseomnyango wezemsebenzi we-Department of Labor ukuze bakwazi ukuthi labo bantu ngabathathwa kuphela bayolahlelwa emajele, kodwa kufanele ukuthi izimali zabo abazisebenzeleyo bazithole, kanti njalo nabaqhashi babo nabo bantu bethose umlando okusebenzisa abantu abangenamaphepha.
And panyaya se sangano rinoshanda nezvizvarwazve kune dzimwe nyika vasvanda nezvizvarwazve Zimbabwe mungava neuwandu here kana kuti mastatistics evanhu ezvizvarwazve kuZimbabwe zviri mumajere pari zvino kuSouth Africa nepamusana pekuwanikwa zvisina mapepa because tikuona gurukota rinoona nezvemukati kwenyika vari kutaura iwo mazuva ano kuti haiwa tikuda kugadzirisa nyaya dzeimmigration tiri kusunga vanhu vatizi kutamba. Mungava neuwandu here hwekuti pari zvino vana veZimbabwe vari mumajere kuSouth Africa nenyaya yekuwanikwa vasina mapepa vangani?
Aiwa, nekuti nyika yakakura uye nzvimbo dzemusouth africa dzakati wandei hatigoni kuti tive nouwandu hwevanhu vakasungwa vanobva muZimbabwe nekuti nekusungwa kwacho hakuzi kusungwa vanhu chete vari kubva kuZimbabwe asi vanhu vese vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana asi chatiri kuona tiri kunyatsoona kuti mazuva ano panyatoti kwirirei vanhu vari kusungwa uye tiri kuona kuti vamwe vari kungosungwa vari kusungirwa nemhosva dzisiripo nekuti vanhu vanobva kunze. Tiri kuona vamwe vanhu vane mabhizinesi makampani chaiwo ekuti munhu anenge ane kampani asi nekuti munhu anobva kunze vachipomerwa mhosva dzimwe dzisiripo nekuti mazuva adarika iwaya taona pane nyaya yabuda muwebsite repaSAPS rabuda kuti mapurisa nemacriminal intelligence vakabva vaka anobata munhu ku White River uko kumbumalanga akabatwa kuti munhu ari kutengesa madrugs uye ane pfuti vakatozvinyora zvinotoripo zvandikutaurai zvinhu zvinotoripo pawebsite yavo asi patakazobaidzwa tikanoona dhoketi racho tikaona kuti munhu uyu hapana mhosva dzese dzaari kuponerwa idzi akatosungirwa kuti haana mapepa asi munhu iyeye ari asaina misika ine mapepa akaexpire asingafanirwi kusungwa uyezve vari kumupomera mhosva yekuti haasi kushanda zviri pamutemo nekuti basa raari kuita angazifanirwa kuti ange ane laisensi asi kana tichitarisa magwaro ezvevanhu vanofanirwa kunyoresa panyaya yekuti vave nemalaisensi haanzi mumwe wevanhu ivavo asi tiri kuona kuti ari kusungirwa chete munhu anobva kunze uye ari kusungiswa zvinoitika nezvizvarwa zvemuno zvinova zvakanyanyobatikana nekuti ari kushanda uye ari kubudirira saka vari kuva nejelasi nekuti vanhu vanobva kunze vanoziva mabasa avo saka zvatiri kuona zvichiitika iko zvino inyaya yekuti tiri kuona vanhu ava vasingadi vanhu vanofanana nadhudhuna put South Africa First vakufamba pamberi takavaona vanhu ivavo vachishanda naminista Mutswanedi vakatanga nyaya iyi pana Mutswanedi saka iko zvino tikuona kuti DAU minista weHome Affairs vapindirawo nokubva vamhanyira pamusoro nokuti aiwa handisi kuzoiregeta saka tiri kumhanyira mberi nekusunga vanhu vanobva kunze vasina mapepa asi hazvibatsiri nokuti nyika yeSouth Africa haisati yanyatsogadzirisa kuti komunhu kana akasungwa anzi anodhipotwa anogona kusadzoka here and akana achinge aendeswa anoendeswa nemari dzake dzaanenge ashandira here nemhuri yake here vanongosunga munhu sezvaanenge ari vomutora vonomukanda mhiri kwenyika munhu obva azvidzokera zvake
siyabonga dokotela Sibanda qhubeka ubambile ecingweni sithathe umlaleli kwele Botswana kunjani mlaleli Halo mlaleli kwele Botswana khola Halo khola makadi henyu ku Botswana uku it seems we have a bad connection with that caller but we'll try again mpenduke kuwe baba Sibanda ubusakhuluma ngokuthi bakhona abanye ababotshwayo bebotshelwa ize ukhulume ngomuntu olamaphepha obuphepheli asylum ungathi bakhona yini izikhona izehlakalo eziningi ezinjalo ezabantu othola umuntu ebotshiwe wajikelwe entilongweni engamelanga abotshwe
ziningi kakhulu sinabo abantu uma ukhumbula kulenyaka sike saba nodaba olomunye futhi ngamthiwa ngudumisana Mpofu obesebenza asikalitholi kathi ukuthi beluhambe njani kodwa naye beboshwa ukuthi amaphepha akhe namaphepha angekho okusemthethweni kanti sinabantu abangosomabhizinisi abagavileyo esithi kuboniswa kwabo sithole ukuthi ngathi kuhambelana nezepolitiki kodwa bakhona amacala abayothisiweyo afana nawona lawo amacala okuthi ngabanamaphepha ngabamaphepha awaqondanga kodwa ma ubheka amaphepha abo uthole ukuthi amaphepha abaqondile okufana nabo Frank Buyanga ngoba uma ngabanye babantu nje abambalwa labo bese siba nabaningi kakhulu okuze kwayiwa enkantolo kunomthe inkantolo ephakeme iye yabhengeza i-judgment manje ngoJulayi ukuthi abantu asebeqalile uku-aplayela ama-asylum ma umuntu enayo i-asylum noma isihlambe yaphelelwa ngamalanga lowo muntu akufanelanga aboshwe ngoba kusho ukuthi akakaqedi zonke iindlela zokulungisisa ubuphepheli bakhe kule lizwe kodwa singabona labo bantu beboshwa kanti futhi ngoba abantu amalungelo kabawazi bayabotshwa abantu baze balahlele ngaphandle kwelizwe bazitholisele ngaphandle kwalokho esikubiza nge-refoulement kanti bekungafanele kwenzakale ngoba uhulumeni usebenzisa lokuthi abantu ngabawazi amalungelo ikakhulukazi umnyango wazasekhaya namaphoyisa bayacindezela njalo kabavumeli abantu ukuthi amalungelo abo avikeleke bayawathathela amalungelo abo bawahlukumeze ngoba abantu besuke bengazi umthetho so kuyinto ejwayelekileyo lokho ukuthi sibone kusenzakala
siyabonga dokotela qhubeka ubambile njalo ngithatha umlaleli kwele South Africa mlaleli kunjani
hayi siyaphila kanza
ye ufona ungaphi emzansi
uzengami kunomunye umuntu okhulumayo yini baba ukhuluma lami
ngikhuluma lawe baba ngithi usifonele ungaphi eSouth Africa
Springs baba eSouth Africa
all right uluzile udaba kuphose lakho
hey, kuzima lokho kwenzakalayo baba. Hey, kumele sibeke imali akusekho okunye ngendlela okwenzeka ngakhona, kumele sithumele imali silungiselele ukuya emakhaya ngoba kuzima ayikho into ezoyimela makunje.
Ye, ula wamaphepha kumbe ngomunye wabangela?
Mina-ke baba kudala nje vele ngilama ngina-20 years ngina-24 years anginalutho, ngiyasebenza kodwa ngisebenzela umsebenzi wezandla kodwa kunzima kodwa ngiyasebenza.
Ye bakithi, wake wazama ukudinga amaphepha afaneleyo kwehlula?
Ngengaba ne-aflamu agcine ngasasebenza ama-aflamu akhona, angazi ukuthi kuthiwani. Hhayi, ngilungiselela ukuthi ngiyovula ibhizinisi emakhaya, siyamele ukuthi sisebenzeni siyovula amabhizinisi emakhaya khona lokho kuncane kunokuhlukuluza, ngoba imali iphelele emaphoyiseni, abantu baphila ngokudiza la negodla.
Wenza uphi umsebenzi?
Ngenza amagethi, ngiyahendela nje umsebenzi wempimbi nje.
Okay, hayi siyabonga mnumzana, umsebenzi omuhle lo, qhubeke uyibambe kanjalo.
Baba ngiyabonga, abantu bakithi abasebenzi bekhumbule ekhaya, besebenze ekhaya, benza lokho okuncane emakhaya, beyeke into yaseGoli, sizofastele la.
Uyibeka kahle mlaleli, siyabonga baba.
Siyabonga baba.
Ye, uyo angari mtereri we Studio 7 na 30 runari aru ku South Africa anzi inini ndine 20 years ndichishanda muno mu South Africa asi handina magwaro, saka ari kukurudzira vamwe kuti aiwa vedu engatitswa ngeimari tidzokere kumusha kuZimbabwe kunoshandira ikoko, kunyangwe mabasa achinetsa ikoko. Iye ari kuti ari kuita basa remaoko, ari kuita welding. Vasfanda Manzwa amuterera ari kutaura situation yake pakufamba kwenyu mazuva ese uye zvese sangano muri kusangana navo here? Vatova nemakore akawanda kudai, ma 20 years munhu asina kana magwaro.
Wangutimisa leo mwaka wanda vashina mapepa wakarisa makorema kuminawirika na matapicha yu uye zengi atuwa mtuwele shumene zengi zengi wangu vashina mapepa waru kutaura izo nizo kuti aka mboita afaila maafika sashanda aru kutaura kuti yaka ashika pa kuta wana ku extenda mazuga asi nukuti azwe kuti kana vashina kuma extenda mazuga oita sei nukuti wanenda kumaraba sato kwa wano mirra kuti wabachite nuzure chale pakatusha ya munu apupanga pane wanu kuenda kuvanubva kumanawi vemusatatu pane turine vhiki riri kumhanya mhanya remunhu akashayika nekuti vanhu vakavhuridzwa gedhi kuti vachipinda. Vanhu vanosvika pamarabasati kuma2 usiku seni, vosvika vongomira vasina, hapana munhu anovatarisa kuti ava ngavamire q. Pavanongovhura magedhi vovhura, vanhu vobva vaita stampidi yekumhanya, vanhu vakawanda nezuro vakadonha, vamwe vakakuvara. Izvozvi zvinoneta nekuti tinenge tichida kuona kuti vekumarabasati management yacho inoziva kuti kana vanhu vakasamira zvakanaka chii chichaitika, asi havatendi kuti vabatsirwe. Be vakatenda kuti maorganization anofanana nesu tinoshanda nevanhu maasylum seeker vabatsire zvavo, nekuti pane vanhu vakada kuvolontia kubatsira, nekuti hurumende haina basa navo. Chero vakafa haina basa, vanenge vatarisa chete havana kodzero. Ndo zvinonoita izvo zvinoita kuti vanhu vapedzire vachivaendichire kunorimiwa mapepa iwayo.
And in 30 seconds, Vasfanda, what's the latest on the Zimbabwe exemption permits? 30 seconds.
Tichungiti kamiza kuti iko zvino the exemption permit pane their waivers that has been given the minister so that vanhu should not now have to apply for the letter from the employer and the qualification so that it can be easy. But remember, it is only up to 2025, so it's a very short lived approach while this minister says he's still trying to find out. So at this moment it looks like ZTP can continue now to apply and the cost has been increased to about 3,200.
That brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest, Mr. Vusumuzi Sfanda, chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum. We were also supposed to have Mr. Edward Muchauta of the Zimbabwe Exemption Permits on the show, but we just couldn't connect with him. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Signing off, I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.